from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Brexit reaction continues. Britain's crisis deepened Monday as British and EU officials scrambled to deal with the shock of British voters' decision to leave the European Union, plunging the country into what some describe as its worst disarray since World War II. Hoping to head off further turbulence at the opening of markets Monday, British Finance Minister George Osborne made an early morning statement saying the British economy is fundamentally strong and Britain remains open for business. Secretary of State John Kerry was in Brussels today, and he articulated the point of view at least of the Obama administration.
The vote did not come out the way President Obama and I and others hoped that it would, but that's democracy, and we respect the rights of the voters and we respect the process. So it is now incumbent on leaders to implement the will of the people and to do so in a way that is responsible, sensitive, thoughtful, and I hope strategic.
Among those leaders just referred to is International Development Secretary Justine Greening. She's also a Conservative MP in the UK.
Well, I think it's really important that now the British people have spoken in this referendum, that we have a strong, united Conservative Party in government to take those wishes forward. I want to see the two clear front runners now that the Prime Minister has resigned, who are Boris Johnson and Theresa May. I'd like to see them come together to give some unity and stability for our party without the need for a leadership contest if we can possibly avoid it.
Prime Minister David Cameron is to meet EU leaders in Brussels today, and President Obama said the UK and EU will remain indispensable partners with the United States. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA.